This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Extending acts of kindness makes us feel good. And there is nothing wrong with feeling nice after doing something nice for someone else. God is glorified when we unselfishly give freely to others. There are so many of you out there who do good things for other people, who extend unselfish acts to other people. And God bless you for that. Because it's your nature, you just want to do good things for other people. Michelle Obama said in 2012, success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. There are people in our community who are making a difference. And I believe with our combined efforts, we can impact our community in a very positive way, but we have to do something. We have to volunteer. We have to offer our skills. We have to mentor people. Those of us who are successful in their businesses, offer help to someone who is genuinely trying to make a difference. Collective actions create meaningful change. If you have an idea to make a difference, don't just sit on it. Our communities, face the facts, are deteriorating. And through our joint efforts, we can find a solution together. There are so many people, whatever the reason, they make wrong choices, and their choices causes others to suffer. If one person can step up to give that on the bottom person an outreached hand, directions, their direction may change just because someone wanted to make a difference in somebody's life. With our young people being inundated with violent personalities, TV shows, games, social media, the mind becomes a playground for the enemy. Positive change in our community is needed, and I applaud Trinell Green for accepting this challenge. And there are others in the community who are effecting positive change, and one is No Limit for Recovery. They established an organization where addicts can come in off the streets, feel safe, get help. They've also created an environment where children are welcomed into a safe environment as opposed to being on the street with nothing to do. Then we have the Sonya Quarter Outreach, and they feed homeless people. They give resource information. They give clothing, and they just help those who are in need. I encourage you to volunteer, to donate a building. There are people out there who can do that. Donate money. Donate your expertise, whatever will help these organizations make a difference in our communities with combined efforts of the whole community. We want to make a difference in the lives of others who want to do better. We want the efforts of people in our community to be that change for someone. I really believe that with our combined efforts, we can do it. We can make a difference. God bless. Today I have with me Mrs. Trinell Green. Her husband's name is Mr. Aaron Green. She's the mother of two and the grandmother of two, with one on the way. Mrs. Green is a designer florist, and she is the founder of Community for Positive Change. How are you today, Mrs. Green?
I'm great.
What inspired you? You know, I know that there are a lot of people in our community trying to make a difference. And you're, like I said, you're one of those people. And I'd like you to share your story with us about making a difference in our community. Now, what inspired you to establish an organization for positive change in our community?
Well, it's always something I've been passionate about, is doing things, establishing organizations, and just doing different things in the community. I was a frequent guest on Carlette Christmas show, and the thing that she says at the end of her show is, be the change you want to be. And one time I was on her show, and she actually challenged me to, we were talking about a subject, and she actually challenged me to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to step to that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my answer to it, was to do something that I didn't see going on. And, you know, I'm one of these people who say, quit complaining about it and do something.
Do something.
A lot of people say, well, why me? Well, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't always sit around waiting for somebody else to do something when God give us the God-given ability to do it ourselves. So
absolutely.
That was my focus and my passion for establishing Community for Positive Change. I wasn't trying to reinvent the wheel. I was just trying to join the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to get on the wheel. There's a lot of people out here doing a whole lot of different things. And when I established this organization, I just wanted to come with some of them and add on to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to reinvent it and say, oh, they can do that, I can do that too. No, let me put my little spoke in that wheel and let's all of us help turn it together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my vision for Community for Positive Change, is partnering up with some other organizations that's already out there doing some positive changes. And let's make a difference in our own community, because, you know, before we can go out and do something in another community, we need to take care of our own community.
We
have to start where we stand.
That is absolutely right. So what is the most difficult part of getting people to say yes to change? I know that's a biggie.
It's a biggie, getting in front of them, trying to show your passion for it. And that doesn't always work, because being a business owner, I've had the doors shut in my face so many times, and I've had so many no's, and yet here 14 years later, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just withstanding those no's and those shut doors and those knockdowns, because you get on up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the biggest challenge, just to get people to listen, I
mm-hmm.
think, you know? And even when they don't, keep on moving forward.
Keep moving,
yeah.
Because eventually that door is going to be opened.
I always say it. All you got to do is just opportunity. Guess what? When that chance hits, you need to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So when that door open and you way over here 10 miles away and that door open just for a few minutes and you're not prepared when that door open, you're going to miss that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I always just try to always be prepared when a door open. I always say, if God opened that door, I'm going to walk through it.
Amen to that.
But, you know, I don't walk through every door.
No.
Because if it ain't a God-open door, I don't,
you don't want
to
walk
through it anyway.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's it. So I heard you say that you do partner with other community groups. Do you have certain groups that you partner with, or?
I've done some things with several people. I've done some things with Sickle Cell. There's another little small organization, a couple of ladies who have their own little program, and they go around feeding people or giving clothes away.
Okay.
I've done things with Mount Zion, Reverend Roger Green and Carol Green, and donated things with them and mm-hmm. help support them whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
So those types of things, you know, we're a fairly new organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those types of things we have done.
And I expect great things. So what is the most important aspect of building change?
The most important aspect of building change is, I think, consistency. Just always being true to who you are. Do what you say you're gonna do. And always say, if you keep on doing that, people gonna pay attention. And mm-hmm. then they're gonna, you know, they'll recognize, you know, because there's so many people who get out here and they say they're gonna do X, Y, Z, and then they do something totally opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And that tears down trust. And I think in our community, that's our biggest thing, is trust in different organizations and different people, because it's so many times that people have claimed to do some things and they didn't come through with
mm-hmm.
it. So that's one of the things that we want to always be mindful of, that if we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it. So,
do you think others listening to your point of view about a change is difficult, or is an obstacle?
No, not always. Again, I do think that some people are skeptical,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I do think that when people know who you are and they have saw your walk, you know, and your faith,
that's true. Mm-hmm.
I think that helps. And for us, I think that's why we had such a first successful event. We did in October, we did a neighborhood awards program. We honored 17 people.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a beautiful crowd. We established a new scholarship that was for Prop Oz and W.O. Howe, which is the mayor's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we intend to give those scholarships out early summer. And so that'll be the first thing that we put out there that we say we're going to do, that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure it's very public and people know that when we hand those scholarships out, that it'll be very, very transparent
mm-hmm.
when we do it, because mm-hmm. it's going to be done in the public.
Mm-hmm.
And we're raising funds. We're taking donations. Anybody who want to be a part of it, who want to give a donation, we'd be more than glad to, you know, to bring you in. We've challenged people out there, especially the class Peabody alumni. You know, if your class want to sponsor a kid in the community, don't necessarily have to be from Peabody,
mm-hmm.
because we have kids in these communities go to all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So if your class, Peabody, Bolton, Tioga, if any of y'all alumni want to sponsor a kid in the community, let's do so. It doesn't have to be the college. We have trade school that these
right.
kids need to learn trades. We
mm-hmm.
have beauty school. You know, there's other training things that's going on that kids need a little support for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because the reality of things, everybody is not going to go to college.
Everybody is not. But I didn't go to college.
But,
I didn't. So.
Well, yeah, and everybody's not going to do it. But to have to be a productive, viable person in the community, and somebody you can sponsor to help get there, that's just a really good thing.
Yes, you mm-hmm. need a trade. I'm gonna tell you a little personal story about me. My mom worked domestic. She worked in homes when we were growing up, and she would bring back all these big, fabulous magazines, Home Beauty and all of that. I think that's where I got my creative for decorating flowers and all that, because she used to bring all these big magazines home. It had a lot of flowers in it, had a lot of decoration in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of them, there was a lot of ads, if you remember, not even like they were. But anyway, there was a school in Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
that was an interior design school.
Mm-hmm.
And they would always have these big write-ups, and they would, you know, have different, and I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very much money. I want to say it was like $1,300 for the course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I couldn't get to Austin because my mama couldn't afford it. I didn't, I wouldn't have had anywhere to stay, and we sure didn't have that $1,300, okay? So, you know, what I say is that there's training that people can get, and just like me as a little girl, that still go on. Their mamas and their papas and their grannies don't have that little money to send them to Texas or California where they can get some skills at. Okay? So a lot of times we can't get inspired. You know, you have to open up that magazine and dream from there. I was one of the people who never let that dream go. So guess what? I manifested it later on in my life by doing weddings.
But it was already a seed.
The seed never went anywhere. And God, guess what? He blessed it and he bloomed it.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. How will partnering, I don't know if I asked you this already, but how will partnering with other organizations help?
It would give you better awareness. We definitely need the awareness. Partnering with people, having volunteers. I would love to, and I have reached out to some churches trying to get some things going with them. Just partnering with organizations, churches, just individuals, just volunteers that say, you know, if you have an idea and you want somebody to help you put it together, come sit down with us, you know, and let's see how we can help you. Just like you, we help you, you can help us. You know, we can help each other do some things in the community, you know.
So do you have frequent meetings or?
We have. It's right now, it's only three of us that's in the organization right now. And we do, we have meetings about once a month. We're always on the phone, you know, talking about what we got to do and how we got to do it and trying to get the next event organized and those types of things. So we had put it out there that we did want some volunteers and some new members.
That's what I was going to ask, yes, if you wanted.
Yes, we do. We do. We do want some so that we can establish more of a line of a meeting and get a meeting place and come in and hear some community concerns, hear some communities, organizations out there that want to say, hey, partner with us to do X, Y, Z. So, yeah, we definitely, we're open. We're open. It's a new organization. So we are open to some ideas.
And it sounds like a wonderful path. And now, what are some of the small things we can do to bring about positive change?
Just tell somebody. Just, you know, talk about it. Hey, do you know about this organization, you know, Community for Positive Change? Let's reach out. We actually have a web page, a Facebook page out there.
Oh, okay.
We do have a Facebook page out there.
What's it called?
It's called Community for Positive Change.
Okay.
You go and it is out there. So definitely hit us up on that. We have a young lady named Amanda Anderson that runs that page for us. Hit her up and she'll get the contact to us. Okay. But if not, you can reach me at 318-729-2507. And I'll be more than glad. My husband tells me my telephone is Grand Central Station. So I would definitely answer it. He say we never close. So.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure to hear about this. And, you know, I hope that people will respond to this organization by volunteering.
I do too.
You know, with time or money or ideas, whatever it takes to make it whole.
Yeah, and our second annual neighborhood awards will be this year. So if y'all know anybody who's worthy, just a neighbor, like you and I was speaking early, and I was telling them that, you know, just people, we just looking for everyday people who do a little something in their community. Doesn't have to be anything gigantic. If you go check on your neighbors, you know, if it's errand running, you know, a lot of people do a lot of small things,
absolutely.
You know,
and their
small things are worthy to be recognized.
And, you know, people don't complain about doing those small things. It's just their nature. It's just a part of them to do things for other people. And, you know, and this is one way to let, we have so much violence and, you know, different things going on in our communities now. And You know, and it's just time for all of that to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, and be replaced with something that's good.
Absolutely.
Among the people in our communities.
Absolutely.
And when we establish that these positive things are going on, I believe it will just have the snowball effect.
I do
and
too.
People will just want to do good things more and more and more, more than bad things.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm really glad that you were able to talk with me today about this. And, you know, whatever we can do to help to promote your organization,
well, you're doing it right now.
We'll be willing to do that.
Yeah.
And I'd just like the audience to respond in a positive way by helping to do what needs to be done for this organization.
I thank you very much. It's such a pleasure. I thank y'all for reaching out to me. So it's a pleasure. And let's just challenge our community to get out there. Our young men out there need other young men,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you're a role model, you think you're a role model, even if you don't, if it's just one young man
mm-hmm.
that you pull to your side and say, hey, let me show you
mm-hmm.
how to do this a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm. And don't just sit on the sidelines and watch.
Absolutely not.
Do something.
That's it. Or say something.
Say something.
If you see something, say something,
mm-hmm.
okay? Don't just let it go by the wayside,
mm-hmm.
you know? If it ain't right, it ain't right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
That's what I say. And likewise, women and young women, we need to be pulling our young girls in doing the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We do. Our young girls don't need to be out here fighting on Facebook and doing all that kind of thing, because you know what? It's a different way.
It is. And, you know, I just want people to be together.
Absolutely.
You know, people, it's enough love. You know, to go around to everybody, but we just have to show love. And I'm not going to stay on my soapbox because...
No, we're not.
Oh, because, you know, just people just try to come together
right.
and make positive things happen. We're a community. We love our community. We're here in this community.
Yeah.
So we want to do things that will... positively change our community
and
our people.
You know, some positive things.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You know, take care of our elderly. It's so important.
So important.
When I was growing up, you weren't going to disrespect
the
elderly in the community.
Mm-mm.
We need to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And, you know, I wasn't going to, if my neighbor was in her 80s and I was 13, I wasn't going to call her by her first name.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Nope. If you wanted your teeth.
You weren't going to do it. So we need to, you know, I'm in my 60s. I have elderly neighbors, and I still put handles on their neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so we just need to go back to some of that training.
Mm-hmm.
It was important. It was taught for a reason because, you know what, it taught us how to be respectful and meaningful people going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where we need to go back to some of the roots. I'm not saying everything, the good old days. I'm just saying some of the things that were important. We need to start
mm-hmm,
going
mm-hmm.
back to it.
Because the good old days shaped us to shape our children. You know, but anyway, I appreciate you. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless.
You too.
What's going on, my boy? It's been a while since the last time we caught up. I see you walking with your head held down. Weight of life has got your shoulders hanging to the ground. Life can
Empty promises and no cliches, but I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not stay. Right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
you got a friend in me. Oh, you got a friend in me.
Knew us a long time ago.